The former governor of Michigan pleaded not guilty today to two charges of willful neglect of duty nearly 7 years after lead-contaminated water killed 12 people and sickened many more in Flint. Rick Snyder is one of at least nine public officials facing criminal charges related to the water crisis that began after the city switched its water supply in 2014. Steve Carmody is a reporter for Michigan Radio. He's been following this. Steve, explain what it all means. Who's been charged? What are they facing?
Well, the governor is facing, as you said, two counts. They're two misdemeanor counts, and that's pretty much the least important charges filed. There are a couple members of former senior state health department officials who are facing nine counts of involuntary manslaughter. That's tied to the Legionnaires' disease outbreak, which occurred at the same time as the Flint water switch, and some experts believe was caused by the switch in Flint's water. There are also some other people close to the former governor. A man who was his chief fixer is charged with perjury and extortion, both of those felonies. So there are quite a few charges, and we'll learn more about what the basis for those charges are as these criminal cases continue.
Well, this was such a devastating event for Flint, and they've been dealing with the fallout for years. You've been hearing from residents. Here's Montez Edwards.
They made it harder on people to stay here, and he just go out in the sunset. No, we want justice for what he did.
Sounds like he's not happy with those misdemeanor charges. What else are we hearing?
A lot of people aren't happy with those misdemeanor charges. This has been 7 years in the making since the city's water source was switched by the emergency managers appointed by Governor Snyder to run the city of Flint. And people have been wanting justice. They have wanted someone to have charges brought against them. And they're tired of waiting. And when they see that the governor, who has been their main target of, the person they wanted most to see criminally charged, is only being charged with misdemeanors, they're very disappointed in that.
Well, Snyder's attorney says the charges are part of a politically motivated smear campaign, and this is pretty unusual to have a former governor charged like this. What are the political implications?
Well, this is the first time in the history of the state of Michigan, so we're talking 180 years, since a former governor was charged with crimes connected to when they were in office. So this is a very rare event, obviously, in the state of Michigan, and this is a criminal charge brought against a former Republican governor under a Democrat attorney general. So there have been allegations raised that this may have been somewhat politically motivated. We'll see how it plays out in court.
Steve Carmody, reporter for Michigan Radio. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.